left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Is January 8th of 2016. Oh my God, did I buy my check out for 2017 today? Okay, I know I'm blonde and I could have done that. Okay, tonight we are having an hour and 15, about an hour and 15 show, because I'm tired. And next week we have some guests coming on, and before I let the clothes on, I will let you know who's coming by Daytime After Dark. Robert Kirkwood Kelly, you guys know him as Stavros Cassadine and Expo Brady on Days of Our Life. He will be stopping by. And then my good friend Tony will be stopping by on Tuesday. And for the first time, on Daytime After Dark, we have Will Anderson. So, yay! Okay. I'm going to bring on Corey first. Because Maggie's not here yet. Hey, Cole.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Welcome back.
I know. And welcome back to Daytime After Dark. It's going to be a good night. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And go Seahawks on Saturday. Sorry. Sunday.
And gold pack.
No. Hawks, no. Okay. You and I could get in a football fight on air. Because
I know.
I feel...
And Maggie's a Bears fan, so it's kind of like, oh my God.
No, yeah, but Maggie goes on my side that the Bears are out of it, so she's voting for Seahawks.
I know, I'm disappointed, but whatever.
Hey, I'm her daughter. You're just her nephew.
I know.
Okay, I'm bringing everyone on now. Just remember tonight we are having fun. We are going to play a little game that I came up with.
Perfect.
And, yeah, and... The only soap I really have watched this week, but I didn't watch today, is Days of Our Life. I've been watching Days of Our Life all week. Corey,
I know,
it
hurts me.
I think the Kleenex company and Kleenex and soap company all in cahoots. I really believe that after this week.
It really has been a week, hasn't it?
Yes, and I really think that they are in cahoots because it's just been crazy. And, okay, I'm going to let on the other people. Hey, Bobby.
It's been sad this week on Days. I haven't watched it yet, but as soon as I get a chance, because I'm way behind, I haven't even gotten into the Christmas and New Year's episodes yet. That's how way behind I am.
Oh, you are behind, bud. And
buy your
Alvin too,
Bobby.
So.
Look, all I'm saying is it just kind of sucked to see, one, Sean Christensen leave, and then two, if this is actually true, Kate Madison leave. And I know, Carly,
yes,
you talked about this.
Yes, she is. It's been confirmed this week, and I've been crying over that, too.
But,
you know, you could call it my crying week, because I've cried so much over Days.
Yeah, I just hope that I hope nothing tragic happened to Abigail the way that happened to Daniel, because that's the last thing we want to see on Days, is something like this to happen.
Well, they did.
Okay,
they did say there was only going to be one more huge death, and I think we saw it today. That's all.
Well,
I'm gonna say.
Well, it better be because excuse me. You know,
I mean, unless Ben gives up. I mean, unless Ben gets out of prison and get revenge on Abigail and kill her off, I don't think there's any possibility yet. But I would love to see as maybe a recast either Julian Clare or Once Pretty Little Liars and Ashley Benson. Because
those
are
what
I think would be perfect for Abigail role.
The way I look
The
way I look at it, you know what? She could be back in a year or two. You know,
right.
I mean, she's been working solid. Bobby, don't interrupt me. She's been working solid for 5 years. She hasn't really had the break that most people have had, right, Corey?
That was actually me, Carly, saying, oh, sure, it wasn't Bobby. I was just agreeing with you, absolutely. She could come back in a year. You never know. We're going to get another Melanie Jonas comeback, so...
I'm kind of happy about that, to be honest.
I was going to bring that up, too. Look at what Molly Burnett did for her short time back on Days the last time. Look at what happened with Camille Bennett. She came back after a six-month break. And look at Nalia Burnett. She's back full-time. So I have a feeling Kate might be back by the end of the year. And maybe the earliest could be possibly November sweeps or anything like that.
Stranger things have happened. And Carly, I agree with you. I kind of dig the Melanie comeback. I kind of am going to enjoy it. It sucks that it has to be Daniel dying to bring her back, but, you know.
I mean, I love Melanie, I do, but I also like Tracy. I mean, not Tracy, Teresa and
Brady
together.
Yeah, I love them together too. Because I'm going back to a comment that Teresa made maybe 2 months ago on the show where she quoted to Brady in an episode that they were like magic, and I totally agree with her. And definitely because this is a whole different Teresa than what we saw.
Hi, David. Hi, David.
Hi.
Hi, to David.
Hello.
Hi, Dr.
Yes.
David.
Hello.
Hi, Alvin.
Did you hear earlier I was playing a Doctor Who thing I had? Did you hear that earlier?
No. I wish I did, but that's maybe playing for me later.
You were talking and talking. You know, I started, instead of interrupting, I just play a little something, and it had music from Romeo and Juliet, but then it had River Song say, "Hello, sweetie."
Oh, that's cool, David. Dr. David.
Yeah,
you
I
know what?
I had that on a tape there, and I wanted to play it just as a sort of entrance. Hello, everyone.
That's
hey,
cool.
David.
But what I thought was so this week, I want everyone's opinion, and let's go respectively in order, but what I feel so on this Daniel and Brady, and, well, I could care less about Eric right now. I'm mad at Eric. You know, driving drunk was stupid. I'm sorry, but, you know, and now it's an infection? Okay, come on. You know, why he would...
I haven't followed any of this, so I'm just listening in here. I have no idea what's going on with Days of Our Lives. I haven't followed in a while, and mostly that's just because I've been busy, and the only time I've had so far has been to keep up with General Hospital.
Right. And like I said earlier, I'm way behind on the DVR. I haven't even gotten to the Christmas and New Year's episodes yet.
Oh, that's okay, but what I thought this week, and maybe Corey can tell me what he thought of it. I thought they screwed up by not calling the family quicker than they did. You know, for me, I would like to see Waif going to the hospital and supporting Nicole. I would like to see, you know, Caroline, come on. Yes, I know Caroline has been living her mind, but it's her grandson, and she loved Brady, too. She should have been there for Teresa. I mean, no one was there for Teresa or Nicole, and for me, that felt flat. I was happy when they finally, you know,
well,
remember to call...
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Caroline get a treatment that's supposed to help her with her memory issues? I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, but she moved in with in with Caroline and Victor. I mean, Maggie and Victor.
Yeah,
I know. And so, for me, you know, Victor could have bought a car for to go be with Teresa. And for me, I thought Paul, Corey's favorite guy, Bill and Paul should have been called at the moment it happened. You know, a lot of the Salem people don't know what happened. You know, and I cried yesterday for Waif when Waif read that on the tablet. Him and Daniel and Brady have always been so close. So for me, all of that feels so... What did you think about it, Corey?
Well, okay, for me, I am glued to Days because of the tragedy that's happened, so in that aspect, they are grabbing my attention. However, I'm not liking Days right now, just for that point you made. After all, where is Hope in all of this? That this is respectfully her two nephews, Brady and Eric,
mm-hmm.
and she's in her living room doing paperwork, and she has no clue.
Exactly.
I have a problem with this storyline because... Now we're in the new writer's storylines, and this is kind of what Dina did on One Life to Live when she cleared out all their ethnic characters. She killed off a lot of characters. She killed off a lot of characters.
One at a time, boys.
She killed off a lot of characters. Can I finish, please?
Okay, I'm sorry.
She killed off a lot of characters to bring in her friends. So
Yep.
It's just, for me, I'm just going to stop talking.
You know, David, stop interrupting.
Bye.
Or you can continue.
No, I was going to say that's what pissed off a lot of people about Dina Higley the first time around on One Life to Live, that she brought in her friends and killed off a lot of characters who had valuable storylines, great
mm-hmm.
actors. It's repeating itself.
Right. And
yeah,
it reminds me of what Jill Phelps did on All My Children, General Hospital, and YNR, killing off the valuable people, especially the little ones. And other than Jake on General Hospital, which we thought was dead but came back from the dead last year, it's just almost looking similar to that.
Well, the thing is,
yes,
but I never said, I never believed Zeke was dead in all those times. I never, you know, I said it, Elena had him. I said it. And, you know, but this, what happened this week, failed suit in so many ways because, come on, Nicole, my heart was breaking for Nicole, number one. And to not, you know, call wait for her, it feels so because Waif and Nicole are friends, and Waif was this still for when EJ died and they were talking about him. And so, and Waif looked devastated, and, you know, they just have Bo killed off. I mean, you know, killing Daniels.
That whole thing, I didn't see it, but I read about it, and the whole thing with Bo's death. It sounded, just from the reviews of it, it sounded pretty cheap to bring in a vet and to have him killed off just after he comes back from merely getting killed in the first place.
But now the reason they did that...
I mean, yes, it was very tender in how they wrapped him up with how he first came to Salem and how he first met Hope. But at the same time,
Okay, we lost David. I guess Blog Talk is going crazy tonight again.
Hello?
Yep, Dr. David, I mean.
Okay, I'm sorry, but...
No, Corey, going back to you. Yeah, I mean, did you cry all week like I did?
I absolutely cried all week. This is just, to me, it's deaths of our lives right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been
it's been
3 months of solid dying.
Crying.
Right.
And David, Dr. David, I'm bringing you on, but if you don't be quiet, you will be muted. Do we understand? Hi, David.
What just happened, Carly?
You know, Corey, remember? Sometimes Blog Talk did that, right, Corey?
I don't know what...
Cut off and said, thank you for using Blog Talk. Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't know. It happened last week, too.
I feel sorry for people who have paid subscriptions to Blog Talk, and if this is happening... You have a paid subscription. That's
got to
suck.
Sorry, Carly.
Blog Talk has always done this, David.
Right, I remember.
But I refuse.
Months.
I refuse
right.
to go to talk to. Because if you go to talk to.
Right. I remember a couple months ago when we had a guest. This happened to a guest right in the middle of, I think, David or Corey's conversation.
It was a good interview, too. Carly, you did a fantastic job with that interview.
Thank you. I just thank you guys
that,
the reason why I don't go talk to, I'm not going to have my people call in a bunch of numbers. And it takes forever, and it's a pain in the ass. That's why I'm staying with Blog Talk. Okay, Corey, you know, the thing
yes,
is...
Yes, my darling.
I'm really worried about Mother, but she had a migraine. So she will be here when she can. But, you know, I hate Marlena. As of Wednesday or Thursday, I hate Marlena. And, you know, one of her boobs are, like, labeled out of that dress. Did you see that?
I did see that. Marlena was looking booblicious this week.
I knew you
the
were going to
say that. I never understood.
Okay, David, Corey and I are talking about this really quick, because... Corey and I haven't talked in, like, 2 weeks, right, Corey?
I'm sorry. I was wondering if anyone could help me out with this, because I'm a little confused. A while back, she had her arm in a sling, and I never understood why.
Because she fell. She fell, and that's why her arm was in a sling.
Was that in an episode, or was that something that happened
in the act? No, in real life.
Teach her in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they end up working it in when she was when Andre attacked her when she was hypnotizing? Yeah, you see it on screen where Marlena supposedly hurts her arm. She was hypnotizing Chad, and Andre comes in and chloroforms her. And
And you know the thing that I will be pissed off if they don't give Daniel a proper funeral, because from what I heard, it was Song Christian's. He was the one that wanted to leave the show. You know, he wanted to go do other thing. My thing is, they do not have to kill him. They could have sent him to Paris with Melanie. Daniel could have went to Victor, and Victor has not been okay since Bo died. And maybe Daniel will, go find out who the real doctor was that did all this thing of Bo. And, there's so many things that could happen, For Steve not going to the hospital was, and be there for Dawn, because they are in the PI business, Corey, was really weird, wasn't it?
Here's what I have a frustrating part with, Corey, is that when Dina Hinckley was involved with One Life to Live, okay, it was bad when she was involved in that. And then it got handed over, if I recall correctly, to Frank Valenti and the other guy, what's his name? Whose name I'm losing right now.
We are not talking about Dana Hinckley.
What I'm saying, Carly, is that the writer is bad because we have a bad. We have a writer who I question. You know what I'm saying? And this is how we ended up.
Dr. David, no.
That's how we lost General. Mm-hmm. That's how we lost One Life Living, All My Children. When we had head writers who basically said F you to the fans.
No. It wasn't. I'm not going to sit there and blame the writers on what happened in One Life to Live at ABC. There was one guy that fucked us over. His name was Brian Fons. Get that straight, David. It wasn't about the virus. It wasn't about Dana Hinckley taking that slip.
That was the opening that Brian Fons used. Okay? That was
No. Brian Fons had an agenda to get rid of it long ago. Long ago when Post Fons was there.
I'm not defending Fons. I can't stand the man myself. I'm saying that we're having problems. I'm grateful we still have the ones we have.
Excuse me, and if you want to say Dana Hinckley wasn't over One Life to Live for the last couple of years. That was Frank Yuan, and I'm not going to blame Valentini for this. I will not.
I'm not blaming ABC for that. I'm not blaming ABC for what they did.
Fawn knew what he was going to do, and he did it.
And you wonder why we got the talk in Fab Life on most of the ABC stations that run General Hospital at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Not the talk, the Chew and Fab Life on most of the ABC stations before General Hospital.
Yeah, the programming was terrible. Ugh. I'm surprised that the Chew still has a viewership.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I will not say it was, I will never blame Dana Hinckley on it. I will never blame Frank or Ron. I will let the blame is added, and I will blame Fonz. He knew what he was doing, and all those deals, and he let Post Olive go. Oh, because it was too expensive to make both sets. Both sets it was. No, you were just looking on the way to kill soaps. Corey, what would you like to see about, you know, wouldn't you like to see the whole town finding out that Daniel is dead and people get to Nicole and Teresa? And because, I mean, yeah, they brought home Corey today, I guess. But, you know, I want to see Rafe and Nicole embrace, because Rafe understands Nicole.
Right.
Well, absolutely. It's been a mess. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Corey, don't leave. David,
yeah.
Why can you just shut up when people ask you to?
I didn't do it this time.
What?
Hello? I didn't do it this time.
Yes, you did, Dr. David.
I mean, it was David, not me.
I never said it was you,
me.
Bobby. No, it was Dr. David. Dr. David, you...
I wasn't trying to upset him.
Let people have their say. You keep interrupting people.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, and Corey's a co-host. Corey's one of the hosts on here. And, you know, when people are talking, they don't need to be interrupted every minute. Okay, David?
I'm going to try to IM him on Facebook to try to get him back on.
Thank you, Bobby. I hope Maggie hurries up. So let's switch gears. David, Bruce's, have you been watching the soaps this week?
Yes, I have. I was today. I agree with everybody about Data Live. I was disappointed with AJ. I'm telling everybody, I'm staying with Will. I hear that Stefano was killed today.
But we don't know that. We don't know that yet.
But,
I mean, it could be a woman. This is Stefano DiMera. I mean, how many times has Stefano DiMera came back from the dead?
1,000, maybe.
A thousand. I mean,
Stefano's come back so many times, I've lost count. I have honestly lost count.
Uh-huh. I just
hope that, you know, that they have EJ come, you know, have, what's his name, the actor who plays EJ.
You know what, I don't think he will be coming back.
Well, why not say that?
Okay, let's see. I mean, I haven't caught up with General Hospital at all this week, only because I haven't caught up with General Hospital, but for people to know, I don't think Emma will be gone long, Bobby. I don't see Emma being gone long.
I agree. And I thought maybe that Robin was going to stick around longer. And after hearing about what happened to him,
I believe the plan was to bring both, you know, this guy, Jason Thompson storyline out. And, but I don't think Robin and Patrick will really get their happy ending, because I think something's about to happen to them. And I think that's where Emma will probably end up living with her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see that. And I, you know, I, oh, and remember, people, the Zach Carter is $80 million this week, so go buy a ticket.
I already got mine, and I'm going to get another one tomorrow.
Yeah, well, and then,
Jason Thompson going to be on Billy this week. He's starting this week.
What?
Wednesday, I think. Jason Thompson going to be starting as Billy Abbott this week.
Okay. They canceled one of my primetime shows.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With Zoe and Ayers, I'm mad. Season 7 will be, their last one. So I'm really upset about it because, you know, I love with Zoe and Ayers, and,
I apologize and he hasn't responded, so.
Let's see. What else happened this week? I haven't watched.
Did you hear about this? What's his name? Justin Bieber. He got into the news again. Did you hear this? He pulled down his pants and mooned people in Mexico at ruins for at Mayan ruins.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, he's in the news again. This time he mooned tourists at some Mayan ruins in Mexico, and the people who run the ruins kicked him out. They even called the cops on him, and he ran before the cops got there. But yeah, he got in the news for that now.
Yeah, I heard that.
I haven't heard that, but thanks for the information. I'm sure that I will hear about it when I hear about it on TMZ.
I can't believe you watch TMZ.
I don't watch TMZ, but I can go on their website and find out.
Yeah, there's an update to that. The people who run the site said Justin can come back as long as he keeps his pants on. I mean, what is it with him? I mean, he's had so many nude pictures leak, it's almost like you might as well just walk around naked and be done with it.
So what? You know what? I mean, the way I look at it,
I'm sick and tired of this crap. I really am.
I'm not. I love Justin Bieber.
Well, I'm not saying he's a bad musician. He's very talented. But the other stuff needs to stop.
I love his crap.
Why?
I'm not really a fan of his. I'm not really a fan of his, Justin Bieber.
I don't listen to his music that much. In fact, I gotta say this, if you ever get a chance, Carly, we are gonna go on with the next thing. The next thing is, has anyone watched Bolden the Beautiful this week?
No. Do you hear me?
I haven't watched it that much. But I do know from what's been going on is, why in the world with what Steffi and Ivy been going through, and with Ivy getting injured every other week, first getting electrocuted and then falling down steps, why, and with, it just makes me wonder who really wants Liam, Steffi or Ivy? And
you know what, I really think Liam needs to be with Ivy, and Steffi needs to be with Liam and Holiday.
I agree.
Right.
I agree with you.
Right.
I mean, I like Ivy.
Me too.
Yay, Mommy's here. Oh,
yeah.
thank you, Mommy.
I wanted to say one more thing about, I'm sorry, but I wanted to say one more thing. Huh?
Bobby, Maggie's here. Mommy's here. Yay.
Hey, Maggie.
Hello, Maggie.
Hi.
Hi, Maggie.
Yay. Now I'm happy. Very happy.
Stupid. Okay, good. I'm doing it for you guys because I'm going to kill my head.
I don't want you to kill your head because I need you too. And I don't want you to kill your head.
Okay, darn it.
No, you can't leave me, remember? You promised I'd never leave me, remember?
Oh, that's right. I did make you a promise. Oh, I mean, my
promise. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you promised me over and over. So
yes.
We were talking about Dave's, Maggie.
Mom,
yes. And what did you think of Dave this week?
I thought it was brilliantly acted. The actors brought, oh, my God, Nicole and Teresa in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a problem.
Oh, we like the same problem.
Yeah. Okay. Say he wants to leave Daniel. He wants to go do something
mm-hmm.
else. He has a daughter that lives in Europe. Why the hell couldn't he go on there?
Exactly. That's what I don't understand either.
They killed my Daniel. We have a recovered extra ball, and now they killed Daniel?
Right. And like you said earlier, they'd be killing people off left and right. First we had Ben with his Reign of Terror, then we had Bowl, now this.
Paige,
well,
I mean,
there's
a
list
of them
that died. Yeah, Serena.
Oh,
you know what? I could take Ben's little crazy moment. But Bo and Daniel was in the last month. No, that's when they've gone too far on it.
I don't know. They said they wanted.
By the way, Carly, about last week.
David, Maggie's talking.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh, Corey's back.
Sorry.
Yay. Corey's
so
back,
got
Mommy.
My message for you.
Corey.
Welcome
Corey,
back.
Corey, welcome back.
Welcome back, Corey.
I am you to just remind you in case you was going to call back or not, because I was a little bit worried.
Okay. Corey, you here?
I am here.
Hi.
Thank God. Okay, so new rules of Daytime After Dark tonight. When someone's talking, you don't interrupt the other person. And when they are finished speaking their mind totally, you can talk again. Do we all understand ourselves, boys?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
yes, I agree.
Ones,
I agree.
I mean, the only ones that are not in trouble are Corey and Mom. So there.
About me.
Yes, no, David.
And
definitely.
David, but this, definitely. You're not in trouble. You're not.
All right, thanks.
Okay, you won't get the timeout penalty or anything. Don't worry, you're sweet.
Thank you.
Oh, David, but this, you know, the kidney stone? You know? You never want to kidney stone people. I have back-to-back scissors on it, and I come away with this. The only good thing about having scissors is, people, you get presents, and you get a long, nice nap when you are being operated on. And I asked if they would give me propofol, and they gave me propofol. But I sort of asked if they would give me a little more. And you know what the doctor said, the anesthetist said, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We don't do what Michael Jackson did.
Oh, no, don't do anything that stupid.
You know, so, but I could ask you.
I'll wait until I have room to say something, because I got to say something.
You know, Popozal is, you know, the way you go to sleep, you guys, in this deep, utter sleep, and then you wake up and everyone around you is in white or blue scrubs. Well, at first I thought I was in heaven, but then I thought I was in Seahawks territory because people were having blue on.
Well, I had surgery once,
wow.
And that's I had surgery once. I had to go under. Oh my gosh, I had the worst. It was like an acid flashback. I had these weird auditory and visual hallucinations while I was under.
Awesome.
I still remember what it was like. It was quite a trip.
Wow. What about you, Koi? What about you, Koi?
But it was quite a trip.
What about you, Koi?
The only thing from surgery, back surgery, I had some, I wouldn't call them hallucinations, but from me being so large before, I had my back surgery like 4 years ago, so I was huge. Me being so large, they had to use a lot of anesthesia, so for weeks after surgery, I still had it in my system, and I was having nightmares, basically night terrors from the anesthesia being in my system. So the nurses would have to come in and I would be from the night terrors. I'd be so disorientated, pressing the button, freaking out, not knowing where I was. So I can relate.
Maggie, what about you? Did that, Maggie, did that ever happen?
No, I've been really cool with anesthesia. The only problem they have is waking me out of it. This is so peaceful.
When I had my worst gallbladder of my life, they couldn't operate at first because I had too much swelling, there or something. So I was in the hospital and they gave me morphine. Morphine, make morphine your best friend. Except... I woke up, and I didn't know where I was. And I freaked out, and I tried to get out of bed, and I had this IV hooked up to me. And finally, the nurse came in, and he was the guy. He goes, "Sweetie, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know where I'm at." He goes, "You're in the hospital. And here's your friend." David, let me finish. I go, "Okay." The morphine drip was my friend. But I thought if I kept pushing it, I will overdose. And then he's like, "Honey, no, we have you controlled." And then I said, "You don't have to control it. I'm fine." So just remember, they are controlled substance people. And just remember, having surgery, the good thing about having surgery is you get present and you get to take a nap and your cell phone not ringing and your text is not going off because you cannot have a phone in the room.
Oh.
Operating on the table.
No.
But
Maggie, remember
how much I wanted my cell phone in the surgery last time? Because
yes.
I wanted to call you from surgery.
You had to break
your daughter's heart. And till a no, which, I don't like being to a no. Okay,
I'll tell you one thing before you continue. I never had surgery before, but I heard comedians make some good jokes about surgery and everything else that happened to them. So, I mean, there's some jokes I can't remember. And So I can tell you that just from hearing comedians talk about this, especially with colonoscopies and everything else, I'm just glad I don't have to deal with that kind of stuff for the next couple of years. Hopefully, God willing, I will not have to deal with heart surgery or anything like that as long as I stay healthy and stuff.
No. You can't say that, Bobby, because if your family has a
history. So I know in a couple of years from now my health is going to start deteriorating.
Wait, Bobby.
The last thing I'm worried about is surgery.
Bobby, do not say that, okay? Do not say that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no. You know why? Because remember who's turning 40 this year? Remember, you guys, who's turning 40?
You are.
Yes. And I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm going to be honest with everyone. I'm not looking forward to this whole 40 thing. And my dad said to me, thank you, Mom. But my dad said one day, I was thinking about it, he goes, the alternative is death.
Mm-hmm.
And after he said that, then, I couldn't really complain. Okay, we are going to play a game because I think games bring out the best of the soul. Right, Maggie?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Okay, the game is, after we've lost so many beloved people this week, people can pick three or two people they will want to bring back, who eats soap, and why they deserve to come back. And the first person on this game, and the game is called Who Would You Want to Bring Back from the Dead? Is Corey.
Wow. Okay, I'll start with Dave. I would bring Grandpa Sean back.
Mm-hmm.
He was always a stitch. He would be back from the dead. A character that I would just generally bring on to Days of Our Lives, because we really haven't seen him yet, is Teresa's brother, Andrew. I think there's a lot of exploring they could do with the characters, considering the last time we saw him, he was a 10-year-old boy. And I wouldn't, as much as this is unpopular, I wouldn't let Eric leave. I think they've wasted the talent they have there. And the story still needs to be told about Sammy, and he's the one who's been helping Sammy. So that's my three from Days. I know I kind of broke the rules, but whatever.
That's okay.
We'll go to GH now, and I would bring back Stefan from the dead. He'd be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Alan and Emily. Because we need more quartermains in our lives. And I can't really say from the other two soaps because I'm not watching one of them right now, and I'm a new viewer to Bold and the Beautiful, so I really have no clue.
Okay, good job. Okay, the next one, Mom. You are.
Dave? Daniel?
Yes.
I love Daniel. I'll never understand this one. Also, I would love to see the mama back, Mrs. Horton.
Oh, yes.
We need her sweetness, they want to do the fabric of the story, but back to the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And the key people that left, they murdered, or they died naturally, whatever, is really deteriorating. You need those people back. Caroline, my God bless her, she's doing an excellent job. It's all on her right now.
Yeah, too.
Bo, what was the sense of Bo coming back to leave? That part I don't get.
Me either.
No.
I didn't get that.
Okay, and what about from ZH?
By Duke. I love Duke, Alan, and also Sweet, but if we can't do it, Lila. And we need her back.
Lila.
What about Lionel?
Well, I can't do it. I would love to, Catherine.
Yes, I know we can do. We really can do that one.
No, but that's the and what do you call it? Tracy's daughter. My mind's blank because my head hurts.
Colleen.
Thank you, David. telling.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that, too.
Oh, okay. And B&B, do you have anyone, Mom?
Why the hell was Stephanie killed?
Exactly my point.
She is the biggest hole in that story right now. They're running around, I think, trying to get something going, and I'm really bored. Seriously,
yeah,
bored really bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, David B. David B., you on.
Okay, my choice would be, well, he shouldn't have been killed off Will Horton. I didn't agree with that on Days.
Thank you.
You know, General Hospital, I would say Alan and Tony, bring back Tony. I mean, like when they killed him off either, Tony Bradmore.
Mm-hmm.
And on Wynar, I would say Jerry Douglas, John Abbott. I mean, like when they killed him off either.
Mm-hmm.
And Bungle for, I just stopped watching, this is for, I'm not, Stephanie Foster. And I didn't stop watching it. I stopped watching it. I'll say, bring it back. With my three choices.
Okay.
Oh, I like all those. Mm. Okay, David, Dr. David.
Ah, yes. Okay, well, I only watch, from occasion, I watch Days of Our Lives. Mostly I watch General Hospital. And if it, you know, and if I had you know, my brothers, all my children would like to live, would be still be on the air in some form. But let's not quibble. Oh, and As the World Turns, I do love. I've been watching reruns of As the World Turns, and I absolutely adore it. Anyway, that aside, what we've got for current shows for General Hospital. Oh goodness, I definitely would love to see Xander back. I agree on that one.
Oh,
I'd love to have Xander back.
Good one.
Yep. Now, I'm hesitant about, I think they did very well with the passing of John Ingle, but I think that they should have recast Edward with a new actor after John Ingle passed.
No.
The reason why I say that is because I kind of miss Edward being around. You know, the character... We've had other actors who played Edward before, but you know, it's worked before. We've had other actors who played Edward before. We had one actor who died, and the current Edward, John Ingle, was a recast for that actor who died. But my point, I kind of feel bad for Tracy being now the only blood quartermain left from her generation. But her father's gone, Alan's gone.
Mm-hmm.
She said it herself when at the funeral that she's the only one left now.
She is.
Her mother's gone, father's gone, Alan's gone. You know, and I know there are other quartermains out there. There are. Other relatives. Edward had other siblings, and so there's nieces, nephews, and so on. There's God knows how many illegitimate children Edward had.
Yeah.
So the list of whom he's got more would be shorter. But
okay. Anyone else? David, because I'm dying to tell you mine.
Sorry.
What about me?
Bobby. That being said, my second choice would be to get, again, since I already mentioned Xander, I'd love to see Emily back. Although, at the same time, I'd rather, if we don't get Emily back, I'd like to see Rebecca come back from Paris or wherever the hell she is now and have her back on the canvas. You know what I'm saying? Because she was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like Rebecca. But
okay.
But anyway, as far as dead characters... Mm-hmm. The third character I'd like to see come back from the dead would have to be, what was her name? She was a quartermain, but she was killed during the Ice Princess story. I can't think of her name.
Think on that, David, and let's go with Bobby now.
She is a quartermain, even though she died during the Ice Princess storyline years and years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Right. Well, I think it was the ICE prison story was way before my time, David. Anyways, but I would like to say, if I can start with GH, probably Maxie's sister, Georgie. So at least she can at least see her namesake.
Good choice. Good choice.
And as far as days go, it was hard to pick, but maybe for us, maybe Paige, at least to see what's going on, so she can meet her stepsister. Gabby, and see what's going on
half-sister.
Right there.
Half-sister.
Half-sister.
How about getting Gabby back?
And Bowling Beautiful, definitely Allie, so, and her mom, so at least they can at least scare the crap out of Steffi every 5 minutes and just tell them what happened to them. And David brought up a good point about Colleen earlier on YNR. I would probably say Delia, because at least we can see how she grows up as a teen, because YNR haven't had a good team set in a while, because they made Summer, Abby, and Noah all adults in the last year in the last couple of years. So I think it would have been great to just bring Delia back so we can add some flair and maybe some fire and put a team set on YNR. Much better than what they have on Days right now.
Okay, so, Bobbin, you done?
Yeah.
Okay, for mine, General Hospital, and I know Maggie knows what I'm going to say. Duke. Number one, most for me, most gunful, wrestling, you know. Duke needs to be back for Sunny. I'm sorry, Sunny and Duke are BFFs. And, okay, Duke... And I would want Emily back. And also I would like Courtney back. On Days of Our Life, I would like Daniel back. And I also would like, I would like to see Bo back for, you know, again, because that was... And I also would like to see Isabella back, but I don't know how they could do that one. And
I think they will.
Me too. From B&B, I would like to see Allie back. I would like to see Stephanie back. And I would also like to see Stephanie twin Phoebe. And on YNO, Dia, and Colleen back. Because I think, you know, that would be good. And John Abbott. You know, those are my, you know, favorite, you know, who's to be back. I will let you guys know what's happening for Daytime After Dark next week. We have a busy week, people. We have a busy, busy, busy week. Corey, can you do a banner for Wabba Kilka Kelly for Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have my friend Tony. He was on here with A. Martinez. He's coming and joining the party on Tuesday. And then we will have, on Wednesday, we have Will Anderson from Tager, thank you. And I think, wasn't he also on AMC?
Yes,
he was.
He was not on AMC. He was not on AMC. He was on one of the CBS shows.
Right, but did I hear something that he was supposed to be coming to Days of Our Lives or YNR? Because I just got him confused with A. Martinez, so maybe. I don't know which one was supposed to have come to Days. Might have been real at the time, but I'm got him probably confused with A. Martinez.
Okay, I'm looking. Add real thing. I just put that up really quick.
He was on
As the Platoon. He was on As a Butchin, you guys. And he was
yep.
also on All My Children as Agent Tumbleil. Yes, okay, mm-hmm. and he's been on Law and Order. Awesome. And As the Return, like I said. And
the Bay.
Oh, yeah, and I just want to say our host, go out to the family of Snyder from One Day at a Time. He died yesterday.
Yeah.
I think he'd be supposed to have a One Day at a Time marathon with him. And so I didn't know he died till this afternoon when I was watching one of the shows and I on antenna TV. So my thoughts and prayers are with his family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good show back in the day. So hopefully mm-hmm. I can catch up maybe to watch one of his favorite shows tomorrow because they're running a marathon on antenna TV. So those of you that get antenna TV on your cable system, you'll be in luck. If not, then I'm sorry.
And also, I want to say, again, we are so sorry about Natalie Cole. I still can't believe it. And they said the cause of shortness of breath, dizziness, and sometimes chest pain. Cole's case was the exact cause is unknown. Autopsy came back today, Mom. And
read somewhere on the internet that she had to cancel some New Year's concerts because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay, we are gonna end this show in 10 minutes, but what is everyone doing this week?
Why was Parker changed?
That's what I was just gonna say.
I love our Parker.
I think I read somewhere that he was cast in a movie, and that's why they had to recast him. But I could be wrong, but I think I read that somewhere.
He will play by twins, Parker.
Right.
He'll play by twins.
And I think I said this on another show earlier in the week, but as much as I love the twins that play in Ariana now, I think it could be great to just age them to about the same age as what this new Parker is going to be, as long as you don't put them with the rest of the Teen Brat pack that's out there right now, because
Lord knows
what's going to happen.
Number one,
yeah,
Bobby, I love the Teen pack right now. I love Theo and Theo together. And, you know, the only one I don't like is Sage. I love Theo. I love Cleo. I love it. I mean, if they had to do it,
I agree.
You know,
and
give
I,
them a chance.
Well,
right,
can we talk about?
I love the teen set too, because I will tell you that Vivian really showed a lot of emotion with her character Sierra when Bo died. Because I was saying right then, I think I told you, and I think I told Maggie by text that the actress that plays Sierra on Days need to get a Daytime Emmy nomination. I know she's just been working on the show for a couple of weeks prior to that, but she needs a Daytime Emmy. Kristen Alfonso needs a Daytime Emmy, and I think Ariana Zucker needs to be in the Emmy buzz.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes?
I agree.
Okay,
I
just want to say, before I ask what everyone's doing this weekend, we want to send our condolences out to Tyler Christopher, who lost his mom. Yesterday or the day before.
My thoughts and prayers are with him.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that he's got that he's playing this. He didn't look like. I know you haven't seen the show this week, but it looks like he's really struggling with some of the lines they're giving him for his character.
That's sad. Corey, what are you doing this weekend, honey?
I'm going to support my Jason Hill.
Before I go there, I just want to touch on the Days teen set. I just want to say that probably one of the best things that's going on Days right now is that actor that's playing Theo is breathtakingly good at playing an autistic teen. If they right. give him more story, if they give him more storyline throughout the year, I could see him getting a daytime Emmy next time.
Right. And the answer,
that's probably the only thing right now that I'm enjoying about Days.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've seen Quero a few times, but after what she did last week when she sung, and Olivia Corrigan, I think that's her name, really can do a good job singing, and I wouldn't be surprised if she puts out a record, but I'm just hoping that Olivia, and this goes for Vivian and the rest of the kids on Days, they don't end up like what Miley Cyrus did to her life or what Lindsay Lohan did to her life.
Oh, no, I know.
Because the last thing you want to do is see them do something like that.
Okay,
I want my Sarah back.
Okay, oh my God. Oh God. Okay, here's this, you guys. I don't know if this is true. Sosa Mancola, who has betrayed Stefano on Days of Our Life with Strickland with a stroke from Alzheimer's disease.
No way.
Okay.
No.
Listen.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, but you know where this is coming, you guys? From NASA and CryoWorld. So we don't know how much this is true, but it shows a picture of him in the wheelchair. So I don't know how true it is. His left leg below the knee is pretty much paralyzed. It is tragic to witness to his steady decline, said the insider. But we don't know. He needs a QR code to finish the scene. Like I said, I don't know how true this thing is. I just thought I'd put it out there. And, Corey, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I have a lot. I have birthday parties for two of my nieces and then my one nephew. So I'll be doing that. And then working on, because I'm so disappointed in Days right now, I've decided to start Days of Our Lives fanfic. So I've been working on casting and whatnot for that. So expect that soon.
Great.
Okay. And how old are your nieces and nephew?
Mia is 2, Isla is 4, and Mason is 8.
Well, see, my favorite thing, all my nieces and nephew love Target cards. Because in their mind, they can go spend money with a Target card, and they get very, very happy. Even Mackenzie, who's 3, told me one day, can I have $10? I'm like, why don't you want $10, honey? To go shopping. I can put in my little handbag.
Well,
what did I do? I gave her $10 and a new handbag. I know. Maggie, what are you doing this weekend?
Me, football.
Yes, you football. Bobby.
Same with me, Maggie. The same with me.
Hopefully,
I'm going to just say this on behalf of Carly. Hopefully, Seattle can win this week, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, they would get the Washington Minnesota winner or Arizona next. I don't know how that goes, but I'm hoping that they end up getting Washington, so at least that we know that whoever wins that game knows that they got to go through the Carolina Panthers. Because I think that's I'm just pulling for whoever has to face Arizona next week, because I'm pulling against that team, because I don't want Carolina to play Arizona. I mean, I want
Well,
to
you
play
know what? We just kicked Arizona by last week. We can do this. We can do this. I'm not worried. David.
Yeah, but Carly,
David B.
Remember.
The Panthers.
Remember, Carly. The Panthers beat Seattle in Seattle the last time. Don't think that they're going to be out for revenge. It's going to happen 2 years in a row. I don't think it's 2 weeks, the same season. I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, I'm not. You know what? We are going to the Super Bowl, no doubt about it. And I don't care what anyone says, we are going and we are going to win.
Yeah, but Carly, I'm going to say one more thing. I think, other than Carolina and Arizona, that Seattle got to be worried with, they got to be worried with Pittsburgh, Kansas City, or Denver, or New England, because whoever makes it to the Super Bowl knows that they got to face the Legion of Boom, and
so what?
It'll be a better result than last year.
So what? Last year, our call for the Super Bowl was City, and Tom Brady cheated, so you know what? David B., what are you doing this weekend?
Okay, I bought three movies, Terminator, Dances, and Fantastic Four, and I'm perfect glad I'm going to watch those movies this week.
Dr. David, what are you doing?
Thanks.
He's like dying from the feeding fit. Oh, my God. I don't know where that even started from, but I don't know. Good weekend. I think I'm going to be doing a Hulu marathon.
That's a good idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow, I'm ordering Pizza Hut. I'm ordering a pepperoni lovers and some breadsticks. Then I'm going to sit in my bed and just relax on Saturday. And on Sunday, I'm watching the game, but then I have to go out for a baby shower. And my goal is to only be there like an hour and 10 minutes because I want to get back to all my shows. And then Sunday,
I think, Carly, I'm going to do the same thing, too, catch up on my shows on demand or watch Days from the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and just catch up with that.
It's been a great night, you guys. And, Corey, I will get back to you about all the banners this week. And you're not in school anymore, are you, Corey, or what?
I start school on Monday.
Oh, damn it.
You're welcome to call in, but unless you're scheduled to have shows in the daytime, Carly, I think, like Corey, with his school work, I'm probably going to just have a little bit of conflict with my work schedule.
Our show on Monday is at 5 p.m. West Coast time.
Well, that's
okay.
Perfect because my class ends at 3 my time, so it works.
Perfect. Okay,
great.
You guys.
That'd be great.
Have a great night, everyone, and we will talk to you guys all on Monday.
All right. See you Monday.
Okay, bye, baby.
Bye now. Oh, God.
Night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.